Starting with Ezra Hashem, new Masechta, Mazel Tov to all the Mesayim of Masechta Seita, beginning Gittin. So the Masechta starts with the words, Hamevi get Medina Sayam. If a person brings a get from Medina Sayam, from overseas, what's Medina Sayam? You bring a get from Medina Sayam. Rashi says, Kol Chutzlar, it's Kari La, Medina Sayam, except for Bavel, Medina Sayam. Taisa says, Medina Sayam means far away. It means far. Far away from Eretz Yisrael, Medina Sayam, Tzarech Sheyoymar Befanei Nechto Befanei Nechtam. So he has to say, the person who brings the get has to say, at the time of the giving of the get, he has to make the following declaration, Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam. It was written in front of me, it was signed in front of me, and he is essentially certifying the validity of the get. So I wanted to read the first word, just to get us, the first line of the mission, just to get us in. And I'm going to go back and just give an introduction. So we're talking about get, okay, specifically get Isha, which we'll get to in a second. The Pasuk says, ki matzah, there's a couple of dinim. It says, ki ikach ish, it says, ki ikach ish, isha uvala, v'hayam l'mesim sachein be'enav, ki matzah b'ayav ha-stavar, v'chasav la, sefer krisis, v'nasam b'yada. So he has to, v'chasav la. Now, a couple of things, a couple of words here are very, very important. V'chasav la, that's v'chasav. You need ksiva. In order to have a get, you need a shtar. V'chasav la, and la is lishma. We'll have to see which aspect is lishma. We'll get to that for Daf Gimel. But we see that there's an aspect of lishma, and you need, a get has to be ksiva. Now, this is coming off of, we know that the Gemara in Kedushin says, Kedushin starts, that a woman is nikna Begimel Durachim, Kesef Shtar Bia. Okay, and then that's the Erisin. Then there's a Chuppah, five Shitas in what Chuppah is, but that essentially makes her a fully married woman, Nisuin. Okay, now if you want to end the marriage, there's two options out. Number one is a get, and number two is Mises Habal. That's what the Mishnah and Kedushin says. So we're talking about here, how do you get out without killing the husband? How do you get, or without the husband dying, how does the woman get out of the marriage? That would be if the Baal writes a get. So he said two important components is that he has to write a get. It needs to be a shtar, a piece of paper. And it needs to be an aspect, because it says v'kasav la, it has to be an aspect of lishma. Now, it's interesting what we started with, hamevi get medina sayam. We're talking about a person bringing a get from Medina Sayam. Tzarech Sheyamar Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam. So he has to make the following declaration. He has to certify the validity of the get. And when he gives the get, he says Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam. Now this is a din derabanan. L'chol adeus is a din derabanan. The question is, really, why do we start with this din? In fact, the Rambam, when he brings down in his, he starts at the beginning of Gerushin. So he says, he's pasach in the yad. He says 10 things are the ikrei of gittin. Here are the 10 ikarim, the main points, the main discussions, and there's going to be a lot. Baruch Hashem, Masechtas Gittin is very intensive, Lumnus, Kamas, and Echus, but the idea is that the question is really, why do we start with this din d'rabbanan, v'fanei nechtam, v'fanei nechtam? So there are some Rishonim who say that because the reason we started this way is because it was chaviva alav. Okay, meaning really we should have started with ikare get. Well, so okay, there's a couple of Rishonim who learned that actually it's because we already learned in the ikarim in kiddushin, meaning we learned that isha is kaina atzma beget, so we already know about the concept of get, so we can jump into a din of befanei nechtav befanei nechtam. That's one way of learning it, but that presupposes that they had an order of the shas that's different than we have. That Kiddushin came before Gittin. In ours, the way we have it, many reasons, we discussed this at the beginning of Saita, Gittin comes before Kiddushin. Okay, so if so, so what is it? So some say that, just like we said when we came to Nazir, similar idea, that we said things that we learned from a drasha, chaviv alei, so too a din d'rabbanon, which we see is more chaviv, so we can start with din d'rabbanon, we don't start with ikar. Now, so again, we said that two components of get is the kasav la, in the pasuk, v'kasav means it has to be a shtar. And really, Tosfos points out at the beginning that it's interesting. We said hamivi get. We don't talk about get isha. That get, even though get means shtar, we generally refer to it as get isha. So we can just say get. Get really means shtar. That's what it means. It means any document. A loan document is get. It's also get. get shechor, we're going to use. If you use a document to free your eben, that's a get. So really, but he says, since Rav, and that's what Rav Makaymais, Hecha de Katani, get, Stam, Ayri Beget Isha, we're talking about a get Isha. So therefore, we can say, I may be get, Mimidina Sayam, and we'll all know it's get Isha, even though get can refer to any sort of shtar. But the important thing here is just to remember that get equals shtar. So what that means, Nagea to our Masechta, is a lot of the dinim that we have that are going to be Nagea, get Isha, and the fact that it has to be written are going to be Nagea shtarois in general. Any shtar, because it's just a form of a shtar in that regard. Now, what is it doing? It's being kairis. It separates the husband and the wife. It ends the marriage. Now, the Tosfos brings down just a couple of interesting reasons. He says that if you look at get, we said the get refers to get Isha. So the question is, why do we generally think of it as get Isha? So the Gra famously says that the letters Gimel and Tes never appear together in the Torah. Therefore, at their mahus, Gimel and Tes mean separation. Since they never appear together, they're always separate. So therefore, that's why we consider it. The problem is Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Bikias of Torah, points out a bunch of other matches of letters that also never appear together. And then he says, Mestama, that it's because the Gimel and the Tes are the earliest letters that never appear together, so we use it as get. Tosfos says that a get needs to have, we write a get with 12 lines, because the gematria, Gimel Tes, you see gematria here in Tosfos, Gimel Tes is gematria of 12, that's 12 lines. Again, so it's that's one. And then another thing that he says here is that the reason why a get has if you think about a get having the gematria 12, there's another part in the Torah where 12 represents separation. And that is that between each sefer in the Torah, Bereishis or Shemesh, Shemesh, Vayikra, Vayikra, Bamidbar, don't count Bamidbar with Devarim, because Devarim really is just a retelling over. But for those three separations, between Bereishis and Shemesh, Shemesh, Vayikra, and Vayikra, Bamidbar, there is always a din. You have to have four lines of separation. So if you add up the separation in Kol Torah, in the Torah, the 4 times 3 is 12. Tosfos says, and therefore you have, again, this idea that 12, get, Begmachmiya 12, represents separation, which is what we're saying. It's a get Isha. It separates the husband and the wife. Okay, so like we said, going back to the din. So we have a din of get. We know that it has to be done al deksiva, and there has to be a component of lishma. So I'll read again the first line of the Mishnah. Maybe get medina sayam. A shliach who brings a get from medina sayam, he has to make the following declaration. So one of the things that we have to point out here is that we're talking, and Rashi points this out right at the beginning, he says we're talking about a shliach lahailacha. There's two types of shlichos you could have within a get. Meaning, the Baal decides he's going to divorce his wife. So let's say he's far away. He can give it to a shliach to go ahead and bring that get to his wife, to divorce his wife. Now, at what point is the get chal? When his wife gets the get. It's v'nasam biyada. It's only when the wife gets the get. So when he gives it to the shliach, he's just sending the messenger, and there's a delay until the get will have chalois. There's also what's called the shliach l'kabbalah. The husband can broadcast his intentions and he intends to give his wife a get. The wife can then send the shliach to accept it on her behalf. Now, that means that the wife is not present. We're giving somebody... The chalois get is as soon as the husband puts the get into the shliach lekabal, the wife's shliach's hand, the get, is chal immediately. So, Rashi is saying that the shliach we're talking about here, hamedi get, medina sayam. So the husband, let's just set this up now, the husband sends the get from medina sayam, he sends it with a shliach lohelacha. So he is sending the get. So he has to make the following declaration saying that the get is actually a good get. And the reason that they explain this is, and we're going to talk about the reason why they instituted Bifanei Nechtav, Bifanei Nechtav, is we're going to have Machlekes in the Gemara very, very soon, first Machlekes in the Gemara. But the general idea is that there could be an error of the Baal. The Baal could come and say that this get is not a good get. What the details of that we'll get to in a moment. So the point is like this. Why did Rashi say Shliach Le'elacha? So it's us assuming when the Baal sends the get to go into effect at a later point, he's sending the get with a shliach lehilacha, means someone to bring the get to the wife. So the Baal knows there's a delay in the get. So he doesn't have to be 100% decided that he's giving the get. He can cancel it later. So yes, already on the way, he can cancel the get. He can say, I cancel the shekels. I don't want the get to be chal. And therefore, so he knows in his mind, aside from whether he can cancel it, in his mind, he knows that it's not absolute right now. And therefore, dafka shliach leilacha, the Mefarshim explained in Rashi, that it's a shliach leilacha, because the husband isn't 100%. It's not gamar, the words that we use is gamar biyada legarsha. He hasn't necessarily, with absoluteness, when he gives it over to the shliach leilacha, it's not absolute, because there's a time, there's a delay until the shliach will get to the wife, and therefore, that delay, that the husband might not be gamar, he's not really 100% absolute to do it, will create a chashash that he might come and complain later. But if the husband is giving it to the shliach kabbalah of the isha, so since the get will be chal immediately, so we're not concerned that the husband's going to go ahead, he knows when he gives the get, it's 100%. And therefore, we're not concerned that the husband is going to come and be ma'arer later, dispute the validity of the get. Okay, and that's why dafka it's a shliach lahilacha over here. Because really, if you think about it, if it's up to the Baal can come and claim error. At any point, he can say, well, there's something wrong with the get. Why are we specific? It's only by shliach lahilacha, where you have this delay, where the husband knows that it's not 100% yet. Therefore, that's where we're concerned that the husband might come to complain. So now, because of this chashash error, which we'll get into, like I said, this is my chlikis, on the specifics right away in the Gemara, but if you bring the get, the shliach of the get needs to certify b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. So we explain that if you bring it, what are the words? Medinas hayam. Rashi says medinas hayam, like we explained, any chutzlars except for Bavel, you would have to do this. And we're going to have to go based on the reason for b'fanei nechtav to say, to certify this lashon of b'fanei nechtav, will determine a lot of this as far as why specifically, which parts of the country, which parts of the lands. So again, Rashi says Medina Sayyam is any chutzlars except for Bavel. Taisus was specific to say Medina Sayyam means far away. And then, Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, afa meimi min ha-rekem min ha-chagar. That even if you bring it from Rekem and Chagar, Rekem and Chagar were places that were very close to Eretz Yisrael, they were just not within the territorial land. So they were on the other side of the border, but they were very close. So that means that the Tanna Kamma holds that if it's very close, Rabbi Gamliel is arguing, so the Tanna Kamma holds that it's far away, Rabbi Gamliel is coming to say, even if it's very close, but it's not within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to include it. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, afilu mikfar ludim lulud. And Rabbi Lazar says that it's not only Rekem and Chagar, but even if it's kfar ludim lulud, Rashi says, the Gemara will explain it later, what we're talking about here is Muvla. Let's say you have areas that, for instance, the parts of the border are kind of like a semicircle, like a U, so you have two parts that jut out, what's called Mivla. It's within the borders if you would draw a straight line, but because of the way the borders are drawn, these places are considered chutz la'aretz. So again, there's a three-way machlokes over here. We'll get into it later. That Rabbi Elazar holds that even if it's muvla within the borders, it would be included if you drew a straight line. You'd still have to make this declaration of b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta b'cham ma'imim ein sarach shem b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam ela hamevi medinas hayam v'hamoylech. Okay, it's not clear what the chachamim are coming to argue on the Tanna Kamma. It says ein sarach shem b'fanei nechtav. Ela hamevi get, if you bring a get from Medina Sayyam, v'hamaylech, and that's, hamaylech is the other way around. Meaning, if you bring it from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam. Okay, so that's din number one in the Mishnah, is this idea that a shliach, lohilacha, that brings a get, has to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. V'hamevi mi-medina le-medina, b'medina Sayyam. So let's say you go from one country to another country, you're all out of town. You're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you're outside, you're in Chutz La'aretz. Far away. Now you want to go from one Medina to another Medina, from Russia to India. Okay, so then tzarech sheyemer b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. You are going to have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. Okay, meaning same din. You're from one place. So not just if you bring it from India to Eretz Yisrael, but if you bring it from India to Russia, you're also going to have to say it. Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer afilu mehagmonia lahagmonia. That even if you go from, now this is like tribal area. Imagine in those days, we're less, in certain areas, you had less defined countries, that each little piece of land could be governed by its own tribal chief. So hagmonia means like a chief, from chief to chief, from tribal land to tribal land, even if it's not a separate country, that could also be You would also have to say b'fanei nechta, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, meirekem lemizrach. Now we're going to discuss what are the borders. Rabbi Yehuda says that the borders are meirekem lemizrach, that rekem is considered the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, v'rekem kimizrach, that is considered outside, it's on the other side of the border, it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. Me Ashkelon ledarim, Ashkelon is considered the south, Ashkelon kedarim, me akoy letzafoin, Akai is in the north, that's the northern border, va'akai kitzafoin, that is considered. So again, Rabbi Huda mentioned these three areas, Rekem on the east, Ashkelon on the south, and Akai on the north, saying that these three points, only within these points, but these three points and beyond are considered, they're considered Medinas Hayam. Now, what's missing is a western border, right? That's because the western border is the Yam HaGadol. Okay, so that is, there's an ocean there. Rameir Eimer, Akka Keretz. So he argues, he says that Akka is not considered too far north. It's not outside of the northern border, but rather it is Keretz Yisrael, Legitin. Okay, now, one more din, which is going to require a little bit of unpacking. Hamevi get Be'eretz Yisrael. If you bring a get within it, so now we've been discussing that you're from outside, Medina Sayyam, to Eretz Yisrael, maybe Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam, or two different countries in Medina Sayyam. So now, Hamevi get Be'eretz Yisrael. Let's say you bring a get within Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzarech Sheyemer V'fanei Nechtav V'fanei Nechtam. Again, we don't know the why yet. But I'll explain to you. The why is, we're going to have a machlekes in a moment, Rava and Rava, is it because, are we concerned that people outside don't have lishma? Or is it because of the din of what we call kim chasamais? Okay? Just like we said, any shtar, really, and this we need to discuss a little, because really the Gemara is going to say at the end, even though there's a machlekes, is it because a concern of lishma, or because we have to certify the signatures on the get, kim chasamais? Either way, the Gemara is going to end up saying in a few dafim that Rabba islay de Rabba, which means the man number who holds of lishma also holds of kim chasamais, kim shtar, what we call. So everybody's going to hold that, again, a get is a document. A document requires ostensibly signatures, which we're going to have to get to. The signatures, and we've had this before in Ksubas, have to be certified. We have to know that the people signed on here are good signatures. So like this. According to everybody, that is going to be a reason to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Now, what it turns out is, if you're saying that the shliach lahilacha comes, and he brings a get, and he says, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, he comes from out of town, from India, comes to Eretz Yisrael, comes from America to Eretz Yisrael, and he says, b'fanei nechtav, that is all he needs to do to certify the validity of the get. What you've just done is, you've allowed kiyum shtarais with one shliach. Normally, you would need two, right? You would need Eidim to come and certify to Eidim saying those are valid signatures. Those are valid Eidim. Otherwise, someone could just write and sign himself, right? So we need someone to certify, validate the signatures on the get. So essentially, and the Gemara is going to get to this a little bit later, but the Chumrah that the Rabbanon required us to say, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, in a way, is a kula on their own din. Kiyum shtarais, according to most, is a din d'rabbanon. The Rabbanon required you have two signatures. Since by when it comes to get, we required b'fanei nechtam, that means a shliach can come and say, I can certify the get. Well, since I can certify the validity of the get, if it's helping for kiyum shtarais, what we've just allowed you to do is that when it comes from America to Eretz Yisrael, I have to say b'fanei nechtav, but then that's all I need. I'm done. If the Baal would come later and say, and the Gemara is going to say this on Gimel, the Baal would come later and say, there's a problem with it. Sorry, we already certified the signatures, even though we only did it with one. Now, what turns out is, in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't need to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, if the Baal were to come and be ma'arer it, what would happen? You would need to go through regular kiyum shtarais, which means you would need two, right? So the Gemara, now the Mishnah says, maybe get b'Eretz Yisrael, enei tzarech sheyaymar b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. You don't have to say it. There's no din. But again, remember, it's double-edged sword. Since you don't have the chumrah of having to say b'fanei nechtav, therefore, v'im yeshel av ayrim yiskayim b'chaysamav. If the Baal comes and he says it's not a good get, though it's a forgery, those signatures are a forgery, I never wrote this get, those signatures, then yiskayim b'chaysamav, then we would have to go ahead and verify. Now, I just want to mention one din, and Tosfos is going to go into this here, but it's that this idea of kiyum shtarais isn't just normally,
And Tosfos points out this here. Normally, any document requires kiyum shtaris, requires us to certify it. And there's a din called taninon, which means even if, let's say, a malva, a lender, produces a document and he goes to court, we don't assume the document is good unless the leiva comes and says, oh, it's a forgery, I don't owe the money. That we are taninon mezuyav. That's what the din is. It's almost like, right, built into the process, when you bring a document to Beis Din, it's automatic that we're going to say mezuyav. Meaning, what that means is that you have to have a kiyum shtaris in order for the document itself to ever be considered.
There's no presumption of validity.
There is no presumption of validity until there is kiyum shtaris. So, and Tosfos points it out here. I, if so, why over here? We're going to see this theme. So I'm trying to bring out points that we'll see themes throughout Gittin. I, over here, why did the Mishnah say, if the Baal is Ma'arer, then you can be, what do you want? What you need kiyum shtaris? A get is a document. Any document, there's, as you said so eloquently, no presumption of validity. It means it needs kiyum shtaris. It needs kiyum shtaris in order for it to be considered a valid document. Why by get did we say it's only if there are irim, if somebody comes to complain about it, then we'll be makayim it. And Tosfos says in Nishum Iguna Ikilu Barabanan that the Rabbanan did not require kiyum shtaris on a get because of the chashash iguna. Right? It's another barrier that we have to clear. Mishum iguna. Now, let's see the Gemara. So as we mentioned, the Gemara should flow pretty smoothly. So we said that my taima, we want to know why do you have to say b'fanenechta, Rabba Omar l'fishein b'kiyin l'shma, because they're not b'kiyin l'shma. Okay, meaning outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're not b'kiyin l'shma. And therefore, okay, so how's it going to help? So now the Shliach comes, think about this. The Shliach's going to come, and he's going to bring the get. He gives Shliach Halacha, so the husband sent the Shliach. You have one guy, he comes from America, comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and then he comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he hands the get to the wife. He says, B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. It was written before me, it was signed before me. How do you just help with Lishma? If the concern is, they're not, and the assumption is at this point that what we're talking about Lishma is that the Seifrim, what does Lishma mean? What does Lishma mean? When we say it needs Lishma, La Lishma. So what it means is, in this context, is that the ksiva, the sefer who wrote it, had to write the get l'shem this man and this woman. Meaning that you can't have formed, you know, like you go sometimes, you go to like a tchotchka store and they have like the license plate filled out with your names, and if you have a really weird name, you can never get one. The get can't be form filled out for a man and a woman. And then, okay, the sefer goes, he's got template forms. Okay, I'll go to there's a lot of ladies marrying Rachels. I'll go find a lady to Rachel. It has to be written specifically for this lady to divorce this Rachel, Kaviyachel, okay? And therefore, so you have to have, that's the aspect of Lishma. So the problem is that the question is, the Shliach comes and he says, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. How is that helping for Lishma? How does that say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, that we know that now it was written for this man to this woman, if the concern is Lishma? So Rashi says, because what we're going to do is, once he makes that declaration, that'll start a dialogue. And then we're going to ask him, was it written Lishma? And then he'll say yes. Okay, so it doesn't really solve the problem. It just starts a dialogue. Once we have effective communication, then we could ask the questions we need to ask. Tosfos does not agree to this. Okay, Tosfos says that, he says, the stama Lishma kamasid. That the B'fanei Nechtav and B'fanei Nechtam, that this is an official shliach. He knows this is what his job is. And therefore, he knows that when he comes to B'fanei, that's what he's essentially saying. It's a question, but either way, somehow the B'fanei Nechtam, either that's what it really means, or it'll start a conversation. That's how it solves the Lishma problem. It's a regular kiyum shtaris, it's a shtar that needs to be mekayim. Again, we didn't require it like we see at the end of the Seifa. We didn't require it normally in Eretz Yisrael, where there will be Edim, Mishamiguna, we said, we'll say it's a valid get. The problem is that if the get's coming from 6,000 miles away, and now the husband's going to show up one day and say, by the way, you know, I heard that they gave my wife a get. I never wrote that get. It's not mine. So, okay, we have to go find Edim. Good luck trying to get Edim, extradite Edim from Medina Sayyam to come and certify the get. And therefore, what we said was that since we can't count on being able to find Edim later to do the Kiyum Shtaris, so the Shliach will do the Kiyum Shtaris, B'fanei Nechtav, accomplishes the Kiyum Shtaris. Now, my Beinayu, what's the Nafkamina between them? Ike Beinayu Dasuyu Beitrei. Let's say two people came. Let's say two people came with, two Edim came from Medina Sayyam. Now, therefore what? If two people came, so if it's a Lishma issue, so that's not going to help you.
right? If it's lishma, they still would have to certify if it's the fact that getting written out, Medinas Hayam, aren't, we can't count on them being written lishma. So then it's not going to help you. But what does it help? That since you have two here, and the way Rashi says it is that if two, you have two here, if it's a kiyum shtaris issue, you, according to Rabbah, you would still need to say it because having two people is not going to help you for lishma. But l'rabba loy bay l'mimah sharei shnayim heim v'in ya'arer baal harein betsuyin l'kaimoy. That if the baal would go ahead and say it's false, well now, since it was brought al yedei two, they're betsuyin l'kaimoy. And Tosfos actually takes Rashi a step further, that they will be makayim. And Tosfos asks him, well, hey, chetesi, maybe they went back home. He borrows a term from Saita. Atu betili kap, atu bekipa talula. Do we tie her with strings? If you remember, we had this by the Pirchei Kuna. We were concerned about the woman in Saita, that the woman would be nevelas in the mikdash herself. And we said, what do you mean? The Pirchei Kuna are watching her. And the Gemara says, well, how's that going to help? Do they keep her on a leash? So we're saying here again, we can't keep these Edom on a leash. So how is it that the two people, Rashi said, that the two people that came to bring the get, we don't need them to say b'fanei nechta, because if the Baal shows up a week later, they're around to certain, maybe they went back home. Maybe they're not around anymore. That's one of the kashas on Rashi. And the Chorinim go into some very nice answers for Rashi. Tosfos therefore says that, again, it's the fact that they bring it. Again, they come and they say also work. They don't say b'fanei nechta, but they say that the Baal sent us. That's essentially Edus. Okay, so now, that's one difference between Rabbah and Rabbah, meaning is the reason for saying b'fanei nechta for lishma, or is it old kiyum shtaris? Inami, medina be'eretz Yisrael. If it's from one country to another country in Eretz Yisrael, so now, again, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, so we don't have a lishma issue, it's only medina sayam, we're concerned that the get might not be written lishma. But if it is, but if it's a problem of kiyum shtaris, it's availability of edim, so if it's far away, medina, Eretz Yisrael is far away also, and therefore, we should have that concern. Inami ba'isa medina medina sayam. If you're in the same medina sayam, you do have a lishma issue because it's outside. That's what we say. We're saying medina sayam. We don't know. We can't count on them writing a lishma, and therefore, but it is very close. Ba'isa medina. If you're in the same area, so then you could find even if it's kiyum shtaris issue. So those would be the three nafkaminas. Now, ula rabba the amar lefisha ein and the mikiyum lishma. So if rabba, if the concern is, it's a real concern daraisa, v'kasav la, it needs to be written lishma. According to you, rabba, that the reason you're saying b'fanei nechtam is to come and say that this get is written lishma. I need edus for that because we're concerned that medina sayam, they don't write get in lishma. So if so, libayi trei. Well, if that's what they're coming to certify, there's a real din daraisa of getin. I need two edus. So the Gemara says, "Midi dehava kol edus shebatayra." Just like any edus, I need two. Right? We had this numerous times within Saita, even though there was talking about edi tuma, but we had this many times. Right? Davar davar mimaman. You need two. So the Gemara says, "Edacha neman b'isurin." One aid would be neman for iser. This is iser. Iser ishish ish. One aid would be neman. So the Gemara says, "Well, one second. So each word that we just read here, they'll spend like a month on in yeshiva. Okay, edacha neman b'isurin." So Amar de Amrinan Eidach and Eman Bisurin. When do we say that we're going to believe Eidachad when it comes to Isser? If you have a piece of meat, and I don't know, is this piece of meat Chalev and it's Asr or is it Shuman? Deloy Ischazek Isura. There's no Ischazek. There's no Chazaka that this piece is Asr. It's a true Safek. Aval Hacha de Ischazek Isura de Eishas Ish. I don't understand. Now, how are you telling me that Eidachad is going to be Eman Bisurin? It's Ischazek Isura as an Eishas Ish. Meaning we know, we don't know if this is a good get. That's our concern. But we know that she was an Eishes Ish. So the last thing we know about her to be definitively true is that she was Aser. And guess what? Habi davar sheba'erva. So it's a davar sheba'erva, vein davar sheba'erva, pachas mishnayim, so you should need two. So the Gemara answers, again, we're asking on Rabbah. If you're saying it's a lishma issue, by the way, we will go through the same progression in Rabbah. Okay? We'll go through the same progression of saying two and one on Daf Gimel. But so the Gemara answers in Rabbah, if it's Lashma, why is one aid help? The Gemara answers, Roiv Bikiyin Haim. That Roiv, in other words, this thing that Rabbah is saying, we're concerned about Lashma, Roiv Seferim are Bikiyin. Seferim. So what was our original concern? That the Sefer might not write, he might not know that you have to write Lashma, and right when he has downtime, he'll create a bunch of get templates that have standard names.
Okay, and that's the concern. The Gemara answer is that really it's not a real concern. Roiv bekiin hein, that roiv seferim no. V'afilu rameyer dechayish l'miuta, and even according to a mayor who's choshish for miut, stam sifri didaini migmar gmiri. The standard sefer really no. So again, really, it's not a real concern that the sefer wrote it, not lishma. Because ruba de ruba de ruba of the seferim, no. They're bekiin b'lishma, and therefore, and as Tosfos points out, v'avikimiyuta de miut delei chashin afilu rameyer. It's only a meat, of seferim, we're not going to write it. So what is the concern then? Okay, so why do we have this whole thing, according to Rabbi? Rabbi said it's a concern of Lishma. What is the concern of Lishma? The Rabbanon hu da atzrich. The Rabbanon required, the Bafanei Nechta, Bafanei Nechta, they created, there's a concern Lishma, because that what? That the guy might have found, the Baal might have found a shtar that was previously written. He found one written, the sefer wrote it Lishma. Then the couple reconciled. They decided not to get divorced. The sefer threw it in the garbage. The Baal said, ah, he comes across the garbage and he sees it's a get written. He's like, anyways, I didn't really like my wife much. I wanted to divorce her. And look, my name's like his name. I could save the money. It's going to be cheap for me. I don't even have to pay a sefer to write a get. He takes the get and he uses that get. And that's the concern, that he might reuse a previously written get. And that's a concern in Lishma. Okay, so it's not an issue with the cipher. It's an issue of circumstance. Rabbanon de atzrech, so really this whole din is a concern to Rabbanon. I don't need real edus, because it's only concerned to Rabbanon, and like any time Yishimiguna, ikolu b'Rabbanon. Okay, that the Rabbanon were mekel, and they said one aid, even though ain't davar sheva ever pachas mishnayim, since this whole concern is a concern to Rabbanon, that the Baal might find a previously written get, Yishimiguna, ikolu b'Rabbanon. We'll stop here.